bringing you the best music, the best preaching, giving all of our best for Jesus.
This is an opportunity for your people beyond your Sunday service, beyond traditional ministry, beyond expectations.
Family Radio 105.3 FM. Bringing you the best music, the best preaching, giving all of our best for Jesus.
This is an opportunity for your people beyond your Sunday service, beyond traditional ministry, beyond expectations.
Family Radio 105.3 FM.
This is
Bagaga bagundi batandikana ndoza ya kugaggawala okuyita mu ndoza bwetyo basobola okuzuula ebyobugagga obukusike bwe balirekera n'abaana baabwe buli omu ku abo abalina okuyaaya nabwe kutyo bulirizanga program endowooza y'obugagga buli lwa Sande ssaawa emu okutuuka ku ssaawa emu n'ekitundu ez'olweggulo ekuleetebwa omuweereza wo Hanan Bulime owa African Rural Schools Foundation. Kibiina kya bwannakyewa ekiddukanya amasomero era nga kiyambako okuweerera abaana mu masomero gaakyo okuva ku P1 okutuuka ku siniya ey'omukaaga ate nga ga bisulo batuukirire ku ofiisi zaabwe eziri ekyengera ku katale ne ku ssomero emutundwe erya Divine Foundation Primary School. Essimu noti 7 83 noti nyanya oba noti 782 783 noti nyanya. Bulirizanga program endowooza y'obugagga buli lwa Sande ssaawa emu okutuuka ku ssaawa emu n'ekitundu ez'olweggulo owagala endowooza yo okugaggawa.
Ya tubalamusiza mikwano gyaffe abaweza Family Radio 15.3. Program ndowooza y'obugagga kyambadde Moses zimbala musaako
nange Hanan Bulime
omugundivu era nga wotegedde nti programu ye kutusibako mikwano gyaffe aba African Rural Schools
Foundation.
Mikwano gyaffe lunaku lwayo tulinamu ku ekyenjawulo nti studio tulinamu abagenyi
kyanjawulo ki
kyabagenyi
okay abagenyi visitors
visitors and these are our donors in those schools which you have been hearing for so long. So there will be Mr. Hanan will be introducing them as they introduce themselves to us.
Mutusonyiwe banange tujja kuogera oluganda
n'oluzungu
tujja kuogera oluzungu n'oluganda. We'll be mixing the languages this evening. We'll speak Luganda and English just because we have our donors today in the studio. They are here with us. They've been in Uganda for 16 days or 16 nights. On my immediate left, I have Reverend Rini. Please greet.
I would like to greet all of the listeners tonight, and I'm very happy to be here in your beautiful country.
Yes, Miss. Next left.
Hello, my name is Del Rodriguez, and I'm enjoying my stay here at your wonderful country.
Yes, young man.
Hello, my name is Bob Rogers, and I've learned quite a bit from these fantastic people.
Oh yeah, all the voices of people from
America.
America, they'll tell us more where they come from, why they have.
Are we begin with Zippo?
Or whom?
The state and everything. What does he do?
Well, I'm from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Also from Pittsburgh as well, and I am a professional dance teacher, as well as a real estate agent.
Oh, you're a teacher.
Yes.
So that's why you are interested in the helping children who don't go to school.
Absolutely, yes. And I've taught English for quite a while, too.
Yes, well, I was once a teacher for many years, and that's where I became interested in teaching. But I also love to travel the world. And in 2003, I wanted to go to a place where I had never been before and do some teaching. So I came to Uganda, and that's where I met Mr. Hanan Bulime.
Okay.
I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where we just had almost a full meter of snow on the ground yesterday.
Now you see how coming became a blessing to us.
That's right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hello, my name is Del Rodriguez, and I'm a nurse, and I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Mm. And I have some very dear friends that are sponsors, and I went to one of their presentations, and after listening to what was going on with the young people, what was going on for the young people here at the school, I thought it would be great to come down and see if there's anything I can do to help. But when they mentioned they were going to start a health clinic there, then that was my cue to know that was my time to come.
Oh, great. Some great news. Banange tutandika ne kliniki. Tubadde ku somero ng'abaana bafa olulwala, olufuna malaria, tubatwala ate ku kliniki erinaanyeewo. Naye kaakati abaana bafe ku somero olulwala, kliniki yatandikiddwawo. Sijja kivunula mu luzungu ekyo.
Kyokyo kiwidde. Mikwano gyaffe awaza Family Radio programu eyitibwa Ndowooza yaki?
Ndowooza
y'obugagga. Naye nga bamanyi nti etuusibwako bannaffe abamasomero ago abagakuliwo omukulu omugundiiva nani buli mwali mu studio bulijjo yatubangula mu kubugagga kubanga ekyuma kiwagala ki? Naye ng'olwaleero asituse ne ttiimu eyo bannaffe aba abayamba ku baana
ba sponsor baffe.
N'olwekyo si bigambo bya wakayima ne wango msibajamada togambe kigambe ekyo bigambo biririyo
olwalero nsazeewo tujje nabo mu studio babeerewo bababuuzeeko mu osobola okuba essimu essimu tujazita mangu osobola okuba essimu yo n'obabuuza kyoyagala okubabuuza n'otegeera ki ekigenda mu maaso nze maaso okubabuuza lwaki nze okay. I'll ask Reverend Rini one. Why are you in Uganda?
Yes.
I'm in Uganda because we have this wonderful school called ABC Divine Foundation in Mutundwe.
In Mutundwe.
And I feel like it's my school just like it's Hanan's school because together we talked about how to plan and create a school. And so each time I come back, I find more and more progress. We have nice new buildings going up. We have computers at the school. Mm. We have library books. We have a nurse's clinic going in now. And lots of good things are happening. So I love to come and just see how things are growing.
Mm. Oh, great. Nsonga lwaki ali mu Uganda kubeera nti Mulimu somero li.
Atagambi ali musomesa ne kati tachali nga ayagala nnyo achi.
Ayagala nnyo kubeera nga asomesa. Tuina kliniki ye ayagala okubeera somero awulira nga lirye.
Yeah.
Lirye kubanga amanyi akasente kajja yeno. Miss Dell.
Yes.
Why in Uganda?
Why am I here?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I do sponsor some children that are at the school.
Say that again.
I do sponsor two children at the school, but I wanted to come to see them, see the other students, and to help out with the health clinic.
Ensonga lwaki ali mu Uganda oyo olw'abannaffe abatali balungi mu luzungu alina abaana abasponsalinga ku ssomero baana babiri
ate
nekya kliniki ne kliniki kuba ye nansi musawo omujjanjabi olwokuba amanyi nti tutandika kliniki ku ssomero ekyayagadde akibeeremu wakati kati ali mu Uganda olw'ensonga ezo bbiri ayagala okulaba ku baana basponsalinga. Buli mwaka n'abantu wano bajja ab'enjawulo kuna baza emirundi mingi.
I think I can ask you, Mr. Paul.
Yes,
how did you know to
Bob.
How did you know the school? How did you get to know the school?
Well, actually, my mother came here last year, and she is friends with Reverend Rini, and she came down as a volunteer last year, and she had such an amazing experience. So of course when I heard about it, which I did immediately, I thought it'd be something fun for myself to do, and as a teacher I realized the importance of learning, and I thought this would be a good opportunity for myself to learn new culture, learned some new experiences. I met some wonderful people. Mm-hmm. And, of course, to share whatever I have to give to the school as well.
Do you sponsor any child in the school?
Yes. Her name is Patience.
Her name is Patience. So you are a Patience's sponsor?
Yes.
All right. All right.
How long will you be doing it?
As long as it takes.
As long as it takes.
As long as it takes.
Mm-hmm. Could I ask that again, Dale? How long do you want to sponsor the children you're sponsoring?
As long as God gives me the ability to be able to do it, that's how long I want to do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like asking Reverend Rene, but I'll ask her. How long do you want to sponsor the school?
Well, I think it's a lifelong commitment for me. Every time I come here, there's something new happening. I just love the idea that things keep growing and getting better all the time. And the more you give to something, the better it gets. Mm-hmm. So I don't see stopping it any time. As long as I'm able to, I will continue.
My
question to the doctor, the nurse, I mean, will the clinic assist other children outside the school or just only the...
Once it is open, it will be for the children at the school and the staff, the teachers, and their families. And we're looking... Maybe in the next 6 months, we will open up to the community nearby.
Yes. Thank you for serving the community. This would have been that done at first to appreciate you are coming here from very far to support our children, to build our nation, because you are here building the nation. You came with dollars. Yes, it is circulating in Uganda. I know, because where you stay, what you eat, you have to pay. Mm-hmm. So whenever you pay, money have to circulate in our nation. Right. So thank you very much. This program is called, he normally comes to teach people how to work, to get money, to acquire wealth and everything. So at least, because you got a verse in the Bible, it says, an iron sharpens an iron. So I'm sure that you have to sharpen the other irons outside there, how to acquire money, how to acquire wealth, how to actually to grow from one step to another.
Yeah.
I think I begin with Mr. Bob.
Well, I've coming here, I've seen a lot of entrepreneurship. It seems like everybody has a business, and I think that's a great way to keep money flowing through the economy of your country. Mm-hmm. There is a saying that we have in America. Mm-hmm. It's a man who isn't afraid to roll up his sleeves never loses his shirt.
Say that again and tell us the meaning of all that.
I absolutely will. Again, the saying goes, a man who rolls up his sleeves will never lose his shirt.
Okay,
and we say we roll up our sleeves because it's time to get to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so hard work is always the best way, I think. Mm-hmm. But also you want to work smart as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
See, then you can talk about that.
Do you have anything to say to the business community? How do they get better with their business? Or how have you made it in life?
Well, I might go from a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's okay.
Okay. I was speaking with the students the other day and asking what they want to do when they finish school.
Yeah.
You have some future doctors, future nurses, one astronaut, some pilots, accountants. So I just want to say what you are feeding to those children, they are growing from that. And they understand that you have to have an education. You have to learn something. And then you will get better. You'll grow. And you'll be able to give back to to somebody else.
Yes, yes, yes.
You'll be able to put your hand out and help pull someone else up. Mm-hmm. But right now, they realize they're at that learning stage.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you're to be commended for that.
I'll ask Reverend Rini a different question. I'll ask her a question because Reverend Rini, I met with her first, and I get to know Bob, Dale, and other people who come in Uganda as volunteers through Reverend Rini. I'll ask her, do you sponsor other children yourself, Reverend Rini, or what?
All right, I can tell you how that happened. The first time I went home from seeing the ABC Divine Foundation School, I was so impressed by the way the school was being run and with Mr. Hanan and the teachers and all of the children that I was very excited about it, and I was telling all of my friends about it. We put up an internet website so that anyone could visit the school by going on the computer and seeing the pictures of the children in the program. And then I knew I was going to come back the following year, and I was talking about the school at every opportunity, and I remember saying, if anybody wants to go with me, just let me know. And so I actually had three people come forward and tell me they wanted to come with me. And what happens, each time I come and more people come with me, then they go home and tell their friends, and that's how we get the sponsors. I don't personally sponsor all of these children. I tell my friends, and they tell their friends, and their friends tell their friends, and now we have almost 200 of the students have sponsors.
Yes.
That's how it works.
Oh, so great. I would clap my hands if we are not.
Mikwano ya fatuliza za family day 15 katonyeze 3 program yitwa ndoza ya ugaga mugundi vanani ulime mwali nange chamba de Moses na ejukiranti ikutiswa ko bana fe ba African schools songa ate ne somira feria ABC Divine Foundation
ali
mutumbe abali imirizawo bamuku baliteka muko ku sente okuleka ntibero liyamba mwana wa Uganda bibano betuli nabo mu studio omanye ebisere bisinga obunji abantu debata kujeba gundi ba donors
bikonge
babaleta mu open kino kiri gundi nyo bintu byetambula mu byamusana bali mu studio manyoro zungu risula kuvuna obudde bwa fetuna butono ninga bibogeddo biwulide bachagena maso kati chomkiso muli batadde onechi nikini mujebuja maso ja kubanga
yamako mu June ja kubera savinga community
ngana abantu babanga bakola chi bayambibwa kitusa aba kiri chimunga unafoli bwa chogeddeko ndone nyali ntawanya
there
ndi boba ako nawe kyotuseko kirunja ali nawe okwasukireko munno mukono bo muguwa ne yakole chi asituke nawe muje abeko wakola chi
watuka tutama simu
amasimu Dero na masimu ngotu gara vika. Siga mlembe walo zaru wa demu uko.
Esimu zaru wa demu uko.
Zotu soketu zi.
Oh.
Zi nenye kujako.
Okay.
Te wali nkola ndala. Tugende bugenzi mchi.
Tugende maso.
Momaso.
Wala choyo gena?
Let me ask this one to Mr. Bob.
Bob, the question goes to you.
No,
we are very sorry today. Our studio phone calls are off, so we will not be receiving calls from listeners. Bananga batuliza mutusonyiwe nnyo okuba nti temugenda kusobola okutukubira amasimu olwaleero. Naye
kitukoze bubi naffe.
Yeah, kitukoze bubi nnyo. Naye omuntu yenna ayinza okubaako kyagala okuresponding ku bye twogera wano, esimu yange eri 0782 783 0 44. Tusolo ogikubako nga tuvudde ku mpewo.
Iyo kuba tumaze kufuruma.
Aha.
Mr. Bob, I want to ask this question to you. The Uganda, as you came to Uganda, Uganda is a needy state. People everywhere, they are looking for help. First of all, I thank you for what you have managed to assist the nation mm-hmm. by sponsoring those children. What word would you say to those people who are not in your help?
Well, you know, nothing would beat a good education, and I think that's why our particular group, Reverend Rini's group, decided that this is the best area to focus on. You start with your children, you give them the best possible education, then they help the next person. And it's not enough just to try and succeed, but you have to bring the person next to you along with you. And that's where the changes are made, because you know, if not everybody is doing well, then they're always going to be pulling mm-hmm. the top ones back down. So,
all right. So you're encouraging everyone outside there to have more efforts in education.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing will beat good education.
Nothing.
You're right. Anything to say, Ms. Dale? Anything to say, Reverend Rini?
I remember when I first met Hanan, and he was telling me his idea for this school project. And I remember saying to him, and he reminds me from time to time that mm-hmm. I said this, that it's one thing to have a dream, and it's another thing to just sleep on your dream and not pursue it. Mm. So the idea is, if you have a dream, follow your dream. Try everything you can try to make that dream come true. And focus on all the wonderful things that are happening in your life. And that's how you get closer to your dream.
I'll translate that. It's so touching. It's so touching. Echo chinkwatako nnyo emyaka egiyise mabegako na sinkano omukyalo ono Reverend Rini nga ndi ebintu biri mu bipapula byokka twali kiri once twali kikoleddwawo n'alyoka ng'amba nti ebintu byanjawulo okubeera n'ekirooto n'ekirooto ky'okubeera nga kituukiridde osobola okubeera nakyo n'oloota nga nja kuzimba essomero nja kubeera n'essomero n'oloota nga naye nga gw'oloota buloosi ate n'akamala era kirala n'okubeera nga ebintu byo ekirooto kyo tokyebaseeko bwebasi nekibeera nga kituuka nekibeera mu buliwo nekibeerawo kati bannaffe abali eyo abatuuliriza zuukuka lumu salawo gamba ngenda kukola ekintu gundi okikole nange bwentyo bwe natandika singa siina kye natandika sandibadde nabo bawano era mu mwaka gw'2005 Reverend Rindi yakomawo mu Uganda naw alabe kiki kyenkozeewo agenda okusanga nga waliwo ekigenze maaso
nga
kivudde ku lupapula kigenze wansi katonaba kufuna dona abantu abali eyo abasinga bonna bagamba wenfuna omuzungu wenfuna dona wenfuna sponsor nga tonaba kufuna sponsor usooka wesponsoringe gwe teekawo kyosobola okukola teekawo ekintu kyagenda okusponsoringa abaana bajje alabe wajja kusomera alabe nti waliwo abaana bagenda okuyamba awo alyoka atandikiraawo
naye namukwano gwange nkubuleko zinewunya nti tukubye obulango bungi kujjako tamu eno ngaetandika nga tugamba abantu mwewandisa ebiki abamu ne bajja naye era oyinza okwesanga nga eri akoze eki asigaddeyo nga baza byakusaaga ekirungi nti bewulirwako kakati nti abantu bali muki
amakulu g'abantu bano okujja bonna bano okujja mu studio kwebaza
mm-hmm.
nti abantu bannayuganda tebabadde ng'ensi za Africa endala tebasuddeyo gwa naggamba eri okuwerera abaana baabwe bafuddeyo nnyo n'abatuwuliriza okuwulira nti eno kyetukola gyekiri
ekiri si kya
buli January bajja
discussion to go to Reverend.
Oh, preach it.
You know, many people...
The question goes to who?
The Reverend.
The Reverend?
Mm.
Okay.
You know, many people there outside, they are still need, as I asked him, Mr. Bob. Is there any hope for adding more help?
Well, we have to start where we are and see how far we can go. I don't foresee an end to the expansion of this school. We just have to see how little by little we can increase our presence and our support, and who knows how big it can get.
Yeah. So the last 4 minutes you have, I will give you at least a minute, every person, to encourage those who are studying, to encourage those who want to start them. Moreover, they say they have nothing to pay in the school. At least you have a word to them.
A word of hope to the orphans out there. A word of hope to the widow. A word of hope to the destitute children out there. Anything you can say to them. Do we begin with Bob?
Yeah,
or begin?
We begin with him.
All right, we begin with a gentleman.
Well, I think the simple answer is don't give up hope. You know, you've asked several times about what hope there is for everyone else. I think, as Reenie said, Reverend Reenie said earlier, when every time she goes back and more people hear about what is going on with this school, and as the word of this school goes out, and I think also as people start to see the progress when we come back and they're going to see how much the school has changed. Mm-hmm. I think more people are then going to want to get involved. Mm-hmm. They might get involved directly through the school. They might choose another path to get involved in. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there is no reason to give up hope. And, you know, keep sending those kids to school. You know, keep it coming. I know we're doing our best to provide sponsors as much as we can. Mm-hmm. You know, and it'll be even easier the more progress that we see.
Right.
So, Reverend.
Yeah, the first time I came to Uganda, I knew that I was going to be given a particular assignment of teaching and working with some of the orphans. Mm-hmm. And before I came, I thought, what is my goal for this trip? I can't save the whole country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't save all of the children. Mm-hmm. I can't support all of the schools. I can do a certain amount. Mm-hmm. And so that's what I came knowing about myself. And I think, as Bob said, the more people like us who have been here and seen the life of Uganda firsthand, we are the ones that can go back and then tell our friends and show them pictures and, you know, let them see the videos and hear the songs. And I think that's the kind of thing that will bring more attention to Uganda. I think the Western countries are really very eager to come into African countries and do more and more good things. And so, yes, keep hoping. Keep that sense of hope alive.
All right. Yes, Miss Dale.
Well, I think the best thing for this person that is struggling with their situation, or they don't have another adult to help them with their family, the child that wants to go to school but feels bad leaving mother or father to travel and go to school, I tell that family, please don't give up hope and have faith that God's going to see you into a better tomorrow. You can't lose that hope because there are more people like ourselves that do want to help. And probably the children that are at the school right now may have been where you were once. But they're getting some help now. So please just keep your faith and don't give up hope.
Thank you. Hi, Dachika Zituweddeko. Eriyabantu, njogere bigambo byogedde. Eriyabantu abalinga fe abaagala okuyamba. N'abaana bano be bayamba ku ssomero. Lumu baaliko ng'abaana abo, lumu baaliko nga ggwe, nga tebalina buyambi. Kale nga baliwe bayambibwa nawe duli chalumu nga bakuyamba nendo kusembyayo kino banafe okuandika abaana kati si changu nnyo kati
kati bichiri atwachogera
wiki ewe si changu nnyo kati kubanga abaana bali mu somero ready naye tusobola okukola entegeke y'omu maaso